Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a great big welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Let's see if we can't answer a few callers' questions about projects they're trying to tackle around their house, home, castle, or cabin. Wherever you are listening to us, you can call the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick the call up, get your name, your question, and we'll get your question answered just as quick as we can.
Two other quick ways you can reach us. Text us at 411-923. I got the whole system open here.
Okay.
Or info@rosieonthehouse.com. So you can reach us. If you got a question, we got an answer.
Very good. Those three avenues of inquiries are now open for the next hour as we address Arizona homeowner issues. Now, last week was kind of a peculiar show for Rosie on the House. In almost 33 years of broadcasting, we've only been preempted on two occasions. And one of those occasions was last week. As the election results were getting pronounced, the stations cut away to national coverage to track the results as they were coming in, and certain states were being called. So a big part of our show wasn't aired, but apparently there were a lot of you listening because we had our friends from Hussar on, Home Appliance Service Sales and Repair, Rosie Certified Appliance Repair operation out of the Phoenix metro area. And we had a conversation about dishwashers, and we had a conversation about washing machines. And we were flooded with questions this week from people that were left hanging. They didn't get to hear the rest of the information. So we've got Diane. She says, I don't use the heat dry on my dishwasher because I always run the machine at night. The dishes are dry by morning. Is there anything wrong with that? As I see it, it saves electricity costs, and I want to know, am I doing anything wrong? Well, Miss Diane, you're not doing anything wrong. You run the dishwasher, that super heat dry cycle that most of the manufacturers are installing, allow you to open the dishwasher and not have hot ponding water on the bottom ends of your cups and in the sides of your bowls and in the your spoon containers. So, no, you're not doing anything wrong. Now, another question we got is about that heat dry. Do I have to have the heat dry cycle to fully sanitize my cookingware? Eatingware. The heat dry cycle doesn't sanitize anything. Okay. There's only a couple ways you can truly sanitize your silverware, your plates, your cups, and your glasses. And that's 164 degree plus water temperature for an extended amount of time. When Jennifer and I want to sanitize, and I sanitize virtually right now, I'm sanitizing every wash cycle. It takes the wash cycle up from about 2 hours and 30 minutes to 3 hours and 15 minutes. So I, too, just hit run at the end of the evening as I'm getting ready to retire to the backside of the house. And in the morning, everything in that dishwasher is sanitized and dried. You've got to determine if your dishwasher contains that sanitizing cycle. It's got to have its own heater. It's got to be taking the water that's being delivered to the dishwasher and ramp it up to above 160 degrees. So we were asked last week on air, does it help if I run hot water in my sink to make sure it's hot water being delivered to the dishwasher? No, most dishwashers anymore have their own heater. That really won't save you anything. Now, the other biggest question we had was, what kind of detergent do I use in the dishwasher? Jennifer, you've got some pretty strong feelings on that. What kind of soap to use? And we had questions on this citric powder, you know, do I use lemon shine or not?
Yeah, so, you know, apparently powder takes a lot to dissolve. So that was not their recommendation. They like the liquid. And also they like the pods. And do you have it open? Do you see what brand he said?
I don't.
I can look that up real quick. But he said it's just reasonable. You can get a great deal at Costco. I'm a little concerned about any kind of pod, though. With little, if you have little ones in the house, they have to be kept up high or under a lock or something. They look too much like candy. Same with the laundry detergent. So that's my opinion on that.
Okay.
And then the lemon shine, I love. I had found it a long time ago, and it's a form of citric acid, but I had someone Facebook me and said, hey, I buy that in bulk. You don't need to pay for lemon shine. But Anthony let us know that there are different grades, and some are too powerful. And if you have nice dishes that have a shine on them, the natural citric acid that you can buy in bulk will actually etch that over time and dull them.
So you need to be careful.
Yeah. So I love lemon shine. I've used it for years. It's not very expensive. You just put a little bit, like a half a teaspoon even in.
That was one of the biggest lessons we learned from having Hassar in last week, was that people are using too much soap in their dishwasher and in their clothes washing machine. You know, another question we got is, how often should I replace the braided stainless steel supply tubing that supplies my dishwasher? And most manufacturers will tell you when you buy those packages, it's guaranteed for either 5 or 10 years, depending if you buy one with a plastic nut on it or a brass nut on it. And I would tell you, if you're spending the money to replace the supply flex lines to your toilets, to your sinks, to your dishwasher, and you're upgrading to a braided stainless steel one, it's insane to pay that money and have a plastic nut on the end of it, anchoring it to the plumbing fixture. Go ahead and spend the extra little bit to make sure it's not only braided stainless steel supply, but it's a brass nut on both ends. And you probably ought to plan on replacing those about every 5 to 10 years. So lots of questions. We've got a couple callers on the hold right now. Babe, let's go ahead and take Miss Anita in Mason. We'll get back to this as time allows.
69, 6 year, but they're out of stock at this one.
Miss Anita.
Miss Anita, are you there?
Miss Anita's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Sorry, yeah. That's all right. That's
That'll
all
be right. $79.50.
Yeah, okay. Did we catch you at work, Anita?
No, my husband was talking to me.
All right. Well, what's your question?
And I was listening on the other line about your advice about the dishwasher
okay.
and stuff like that.
All right.
So anyway, our water heater went off today, and we need to replace it, and we need your advice as to what kind to put in and what's best. We had one previous before this one, and it was excellent. But this one, it seems like you had two people shower, and then the water, hot water was gone, and it was a 50-gallon one.
That's
interesting. That we put in 8 years ago.
I would have guessed 50 would be about the right size, a 50 or an 80-gallon. And it's electric?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have gas at the house. I'll tell you one thing. Before I replaced it with a traditional tank heater, Anita, I would certainly explore going to a tankless. We didn't generally recommend tankless in the electric variety, but they've made some big, serious upgrades in the last 5 or 6 years. Do you happen to have a water softener on your home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I would tell you to strongly consider going tankless if you've already got the water softener installed. Before you reinvest in a standing tank system, traditional, explore the tankless. It'll cost you a little bit more money to get it installed. But if you've got the room, you can accommodate it. It's going to gain you a little floor space. It's going to eliminate storing hot water until you need it. It's going to give you instant demand. With 6 people in the house, you won't have any trouble at all. Consider that. Take a look at the plumbers servicing the East Valley that are on our website, rosellnows.com, and take a look at tankless would be my biggest recommendation for you. All right, we're going to can we sneak in Miles real quick here? Someone trying to sell him illuminated, permeated with whole, what are they selling you, Miles?
They're trying to, it's an insulation product, said it was developed by NASA, to add insulation to my existing insulation. It's a blanket that goes over the top of it. There's a demonstration they give me with the heat lamps.
Yeah.
And measured the heat transfer through it.
I'm guessing. I'm
curious about it.
Yeah, I'm guessing what they're marketing to you is some kind of radiant barrier sheet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miles, there's an application for radiant barriers that's really, really good, but I'll bet you dimes to donuts it's not your house. I'm going to put you on hold because we're going to have to take a little break here, but I'm going to want to bring you back into the conversation and find out more about your house. I'm not a fan of radiant barriers. They came out initially as little aluminum flakes that you would sprinkle on top of your insulation up in your attic. And it depended on the reflectivity of the aluminum to keep working. And I guess the first question I got to ask is, how often do you go up in your attic and dust off the aluminum sheet or the aluminum flakes that they're putting up there? And as soon as the dust in your attic settles on top of this reflective product, the efficiency of that product goes down exponentially. That's one of my biggest complaints about radiant barrier and the fact that it's sold to solve everything. So I'm not a fan, but I want to find out more about your house specifically before I misguide you. I want to find out, what are we trying to accomplish? You're obviously shopping for a solution to something. I want to find out what it is you're trying to solve, and then I'm going to guide you accordingly. And when we get back, one of the other follow-ups I've got from last week is Lisa from Tempe, lives half a mile from the 101 in a home that is experiencing a lot of noise. The home is 26 years old. So what can I recommend to Lisa to help solve the noise, the traffic noise at her home, 26-year-old home? And she's a half mile away from the 101. So I've got some great ideas for Lisa. I'll be covering that when we get back as well. So Lisa and Miles will be taking y'all